Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
There ain't no danger, we can go too far. We start believing now. Oh, yeah. was born. The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. We'll be right back.
said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. You heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and the Lincolns were setting the pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, 'cause I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With 4 barrel carbs and a dual exhaust and 4 lemon gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good and tires fast. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up old Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas all ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive.
ago, an eye 4-0 like a Texas lizard on glass. 1,000 pedals was mashing the metal, and bears was a walk in the grass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night. Big Benny improving our style.
Okay, hold on there. Pause that thing there for a second. I got like a couple different things going on here, playing in different directions. So I guess I'll try to figure this out. Look, I had some computer problems. Everything's been a crazy day, so I'm playing some tunes and trying to sort all this out. I meant to play the doggone tune right here that's coming up. I'll just go ahead and play this one that's on right now. So, yeah, you're listening to Music with Chaz Day because everything went crazy, man. Here we go.
Down.
Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and the Lincolns were setting the pace? That story's true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model 8 body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With 4 bow carbs and a dual exhaust and 4 lemon gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, the tires fast. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up old Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas all ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Now the boys all thought that I'd lost my sense, and them telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. We took a corner, sideswiped the truck, and I crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, and the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. I had flames coming from out of the side. You can feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started to knock him down. In the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail, and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
All right, this is an oldie, but well, it's an oldie where I come from. All right, guys, listen, this is a blues riff from B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
There's nothing he can't handle. I can't handle anything.
Boy, I sure messed that one up. Well, let's get on back to this one right here then. Dang it, man.
There's nothing he can't handle. I can't handle anything. School, parents, future. Ferris can do anything. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
College.
Yeah. But to do what?
What are you interested in?
Nothing.
Me neither.
You're crazy!
What do you think Ferris is gonna do?
It's gonna be a fry cook at Venus.
Twist and shout, come on, baby, now, baby, come on. pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-men, T-men, are revenuers too, searching for the place where we made his boot. They were looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept for cooking.
White lightning.
Face turned blue. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
Ooh, white lightning.
Yeah, the G-men, T-men, are revenues too, searching for a place where he made his boo. They were looking, trying to book him, my Pappy kept a cooking.
Ooh, white lightning.
Took one for slug and drank it on down. And I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
Ooh, I like him.
Yeah, the G-men, T-men, are revenuers too. They're searching for a place where we made his brew. They were looking, trying to bug him. My Pappy kept a cooking.
What a lightning.
Who?
right, tried to go seamlessly, but that didn't work out so well. Woo! How's it going, Chris?
It's going good.
Well, I think we got volumes and everything all right. Well, the good news is that got things back together, and now, if necessary, we can use Skype Messenger, not Skype Messenger, Facebook Messenger for call-ins. Now, I don't know how that works with multiple callers. I never tried it, but we just tried it this morning with my brother and his girlfriend, and hey, things worked out all right. Sounded pretty good, too, man.
That's good, except for the ones that don't have Facebook.
Yeah, well, so if you got Skype, you got Facebook, one of the two. Now, what I'm going to have to figure out from that point is how to mix them all into one deal. So I get me a mixer, and that way everybody can, whatever comes out the output of the mixer goes into both Skype and Facebook simultaneously. And then I'll have to be able to figure out how to reroute the back so they can hear, everybody can hear everybody. What do you think?
I think it'd almost be easier to have people download either Skype or another app in particular so everyone can be in the same chat room.
Yeah, that would be the best go. But duct tape and bailing wire, man.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yep. Now I've got two computers that run on Linux, and one of which the hard drive's sticking on it, I guess, because every time you turn around, you gotta stop it and start it and stop it and start it until the hard drive finally kicks in. And this one over here, it's got some sort of RAM issue that I don't know if the RAM was loose or whatever, but so far it's coming on. But whenever you fire that one up, it starts to do the beep, you know, and won't go into Windows. And so, they're all getting old and they're all falling apart. I got to get rich, Chris.
Sounds like Microsoft is trying to push that system out.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, every time they do an update on anything, they mess things up. Like, I had a heck of a time getting Skype on this Windows 10 right here. So I've got everything from Windows XP to Windows 10 to Linux, you name it. If I had all my computers online, every last one of them, I got all the way from Windows 3.11 all the way up to Windows 98 into, doggone, what was after that? I got them all.
I think after 98, wasn't it Windows 7?
Something might have been Windows 2000 or something like that.
2002, and then I think 7.
Yeah, and then 7, and then 10. Well, wait, there was a Vista in there somewhere.
Oh, Vista was before 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I still got all that software for all them old deals. I need to start a doggone computer freaking museum, man. Get the old TRS-80s and the Commodore 64s and the 286s all the way up through the 386s and the 686s into the Pentium class up to modern day computers. So start from down there and play Pong and work your way over to actually talking on the internet. What do you think, man?
That honestly might be worth a lot of money right there. You're sitting on gold. Your junk might be gold.
Could be. Yeah. But, so I'm trying to fill in some time on some podcast and get some things done. And so, you know, I think I got about, I don't know, what to say, about 10 minutes left to do this, I think. Yeah, let's see, 8 to 11. And then 11 to 12, and then 12 to 1. Yeah, that's the whole... Oh, man. I'm going crazy, dude.
I don't blame you. That's what computers do to you, man. They make you go crazy.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got access to the internet.
They'll drive you to drinking. That's for sure. When I was back in the day when I was building old computers, I can't tell you how many 286s I threw out the front door in the middle of the street. You know, that was back in the day when you used to have this big old book for jumper settings. That was back when building a computer was a chore. Now, everything's labeled. An idiot can build a computer now. Unless the idiot it be myself, and then you bend a pin off of where the processor goes in.
It happens. It happens.
Yeah, well, that motherboard, unless I could take it, send it into a shop, and they could put a new pin on there, then that motherboard's worthless.
They might be able to. You could try it.
Yeah, I'll have to see if somebody can fix that. There's got to be somebody out there talented enough to do that. Well, anyway, I guess I'll throw on one more tune and then call it a day. And I don't know, man. Hopefully next time we get ready to do a Mad Science Show or the Knights of the Round Table tomorrow, everything will go well and we'll get a show in without no hitches. What do you think?
I'm sure it will. It generally always seems like at least once a month something goes crazy.
Yeah, it's just Murphy's Law. If it can go wrong, it will, and it does, and it has, and it, you know, like today, three computers. Who'd have thunk it? I literally lost all my settings on the one over there that, you know, I used for going on to People for People. Lost everything. Lost all my passwords, all my doggone files that I had stored on there. My deal for getting on Twitch and other deals like that, all that information gone. Now it's a Linux computer.
It kind of almost sounds like someone got into it and wiped it clean.
Well, that would probably be me because I was trying to restore it and instead I really restored it. And then when it got to the point where I was supposed to try to restore it, suddenly it says, "Oh, I'm sorry, we can't fix this." And then when it goes to boot back up, it kept going to that dang screen, no hard drive and stuff. Couldn't find the deal there. Anyway, it is what it is, man. I will see you tomorrow on the Knights of the Round Table if you're available.
Yeah, I will be.
All right, so I'm going to play one more tune out here. What do you like better, Hotel California? I got... two Eagles songs and one AC/DC, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. One's a Hotel California by the Eagles and Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles. Which one of those you like?
Let's do the Dirty Deeds.
All right, Dirty Deeds it is. Wait a second, I think I already had one up in the queue. What was that one? Life in the Fast Lane. Looks like there's two songs on the way out and then Dirty Deeds is up next. That'll give you time to get off the air and turn on the radio. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, here we go. See you later. Peace. Thanks.
Peace. Yep, you're welcome.
If ever you decide you should go. There is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the seven bridges road.
That's about going to do it right there. Appreciate everybody's patience with today's shenanigans. You've been listening to Music with Shaz Day, because before that it was, something about Computer Crash Day. Yeah, I had three computers go down on me all in one day. Ain't that nice? One was a RAM issue, one was a hard drive sticking issue, and the other one was some sort of Microsoft crummy software issue. So now one is now a Linux where it used to be a Microsoft, and now I got two Linuxes. The one Linux has a sticky hard drive, and so you slap it once or twice and push the button and reload it and whatever, it'll come back up and it'll still work for the moment. But I'm working on duct tape and baling wire here, so maybe one of these days I'll get some upgrades and get it all sorted out. I need all new computers, of at least four of them getting going here, so I can keep all this stuff going. But it is what it is. So peace and love, everybody. Take care.